All right, so we're all back. We're going to have just a quick question and answer comments time before we take a break. Excuse me. Brenda had a really great question. When we were practicing working on our partner and feeling the different layers of the aura, and then after that, when we were sending Reiki to our partner's aura, the question was, can you do that on yourself? And actually, you can do the whole exercise, all of it that we were just doing with a partner, you can do every aspect of that on yourself. So, for example, let's do that right now. Rub your hands together just to make sure your hand chakras are open. And I want you to place the palms of your hands just a few inches away from your body and see if you can feel where the edge of your etheric layer of your aura is. And it might be really close to your body. It depends on how you're feeling. And then see if you can feel out a little bit further. See if you can feel the next layer and the next layer. Now, your arms might not be big enough, long enough to reach all the way out to the final layer, but you should be able to feel out the first few layers at least. And then the second part of the activity that we did with partners was to channel Reiki and to fill the person's aura with Reiki. So you can actually do that on yourself by just putting your hands anywhere. Right now, I'm holding my palms up, or I can have my palms going outward or down, any direction. It's all good. Just sending that energy, imagine that you're sending Reiki and that it's filling up the whole bubble that you're sitting in, your whole aura. So just take a moment and send Reiki, channel Reiki through the crown of your head, out through your heart, and allow it to come out gently, out the palms of your hands. So your intent is that you're not actually working directly on your body. Your intent is that you're sending Reiki out into your aura. So your palms won't be faced in towards your body. Your palms will be faced up, out into your aura. And what this does is this helps to strengthen your whole energy field so that when you go out into the world and there's funky energies that you encounter, then you'll be able to handle it better. So, or if there's a family member or someone in your world who tends to suck your energy field will be stronger and it will be harder for them to plug in and suck your energy when you have a stronger energy field. Yeah. Okay, questions or comments? So we just practiced feeling people's layers of their aura, and we also practiced sending Reiki. So did anyone pick up on anything?
Whenever I was coming out from her aura, like there was a difference in the exchange. So it would be as I was leaving one layer, it would get cool. Again,
So for you, that's great that you explained that. Because for me, when I feel the different layers of the aura, it feels like a little bit of resistance against my hand, like magnets. But for you, your indicator tends to be when you're getting to the end of one layer, then it feels a little bit cool. When you get to the start of the next layer, it feels warm. So you'll feel a definite temperature difference, and that's how it feels to you. Good. Did anyone else have anything different that they were feeling? Yeah, mainly.
I have a little when I first one and then the second one when I get out.
out of the first one, it kind of tingled.
Mm-hmm. So you get a tingling in your hand when it's when you're reaching the next layer.
Yeah, like if your feet fall asleep, like a different kind of numbness where it kind of
prickly. A little bit of a prickly feeling. Okay. Well, cool. So there's actually all different kind of sensations, and I'm glad that both of you brought that up, because just for me, when my feeling is kind of that resistance magnetic kind of feeling, that doesn't mean that everyone will feel it that way. So that's great that you pointed that out. So and the sensations might change depending on who you're working with as well. Okay, any other questions? All right.
That was a lot easier to feel the different layers for me to see.
Oh, right. Okay, so for some people, it's easier to see the aura, and for other people, it's easier to feel. And like we talked about a couple of months ago in the segment when we did our month on intuitive development, some people are stronger in one area than they are in another. Just like everybody has a different learning style, and some people are more visual learners, and some people are more auditory learners. Same thing with intuitive skills, including tuning in with chakras. So for you, you said it's easier for you to feel. Would you say that you overall, in your intuitive abilities, would you say that you are more of a feeler than a seer? Uh-huh. Yeah, so that would make sense. Yep. Okay.